Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There have been more than one shooter involved in the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy. RFK was shot in Los Angeles shortly after claiming victory in California's Democratic primary. The shooter, Sirhan Sirhan, is serving a life sentence for the assassination, but at a forensics conference this weekend in Connecticut, new theories he might not have fired the fatal shots. Is that possible? Amy Parmenter from NBC station WVIT in Hartford was there. Amy, what led experts to this theory?
Well, actually, it was a very interesting theory that was presented yesterday at this symposium, presented by a couple of scientists. So, of course, it was rather complicated and detailed. I'm going to try to simplify it for you a little bit. The scientists, two independent researchers, Dr. Robert Joling and Philip von Prague, forensic evidence experts, actually had been studying the Kennedy assassination separately. They never even met until last year when they met at a seminar and realized that their independent conclusions were almost perfectly matched. Now, Joling, what he was able to come up with by studying the forensics evidence was that Sirhan Sirhan could not have fired the fatal shot. And that's because, according to his findings, that fatal shot came from behind Senator Kennedy. And, of course, witnesses all put Sirhan Sirhan face-to-face with Kennedy, about 4 to 6 feet away, so he would not have had the opportunity to shoot from behind. Now, von Prague, what he studied was a little more complicated. He actually looked at the audio recording, known as the Prujinsky recording, which was made by a Canadian journalist, actually inadvertently, who had left his tape recording on after recording Kennedy's victory speech. And then as he kind of followed the Kennedy entourage into the kitchen pantry there at the Ambassador Hotel, the tape was still rolling, rather.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is already Friday, the 28th day of March 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we have a jam-packed broadcast with three different big guests for you today. One of them is a surprise guest in the last 30 minutes of the show. We will obviously be talking more about RFK and how he was killed by the CIA today. Separately, NBC News, ABC News, and BBC have come out with separate evidence showing and proving the government killed RFK. And incidentally, Sunday, on the Sunday edition show coming up in 2 days, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, I've got the highest level members of the Japanese parliament, the Diet. He's the head of the second largest party in Japan. He's going to be joining us from Japan, give you a heads up on that on the radio show Sunday. And so will Jim Mars. Jim is going to be joining us Sunday to talk about not just the murders of JFK, which has now been, for all intents and purposes, admitted. The guy running the operation, deathbed confession, the evidence that just piles to the sun. But now the murder of RFK. Now, the official Los Angeles County coroner said he'd been shot multiple times in the back and that he'd been shot at close range and there were even powder burns on his jacket. Sirhan Sirhan, with a different caliber, shot into the ceiling, as he was programmed to do. With a completely different caliber. I mean, it was a no-brainer. One caliber was shot into RFK's back at point-blank range. The other was a handgun shot into the ceiling. And that's always been the fact, and we always knew that. So now BBC and NBC and all, they're breaking the major news. He got that nomination, and they killed him. That's how they roll. And then they told the cattle that they didn't.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what they're after using.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, my friends. Massive broadcast lined up for you. A journalist who ferreted even more information out of last month's announcement that the Canadian and U.S. military are, for all intents and purposes, being merged, will be joining us for 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We have a surprise guest joining us in the last 30 minutes of the show. And in the first 30 minutes of the third hour, we have some expert guests joining us to go over the illegal government DNA database. Every child born in this country is put in an illegal federal database, and now that information is digitized and put into the Department of Homeland Security criminal database. Newborn babies are criminals. Everyone is a criminal inside this system. We are all criminals. Only the almighty state, owned by the private bankers. It is God. All right. Let me go over some of the news we'll be covering in the meantime. CIA role claim in Kennedy killing. New video and photographic evidence that puts three senior CIA operatives at the scene of Robert Kennedy's assassination has been brought to light. So, This came out 3 or 4 days ago in the BBC, and then a few days later in the U.S., they decided to focus on a scientific symposium where they have top forensic experts going over the fact that he was clearly shot in the back. But the evidence of top CIA officials being at the event, which we've always known, that's the bigger evidence. And then you have the forensics, the L.A. coroner, on record said he was shot in the back by a different caliber than what Sirhan Sirhan was shooting from the front. RFK, Robert Kennedy, was not shot in the front. He was shot in the back. And We Are Change questioned his son just a few weeks ago about E. Howard Hunt, the admitted Watergate chief, the admitted CIA section chief, the admitted individual that had overthrown scores of nations. On his deathbed, said that he ran the operation to kill JFK. And in that same Rolling Stones article, he talked about how he wished and couldn't wait till Bobby was killed, and then was real happy when he was killed. And what did he say? He just, oh, that's a, you know, I don't want to talk about that. I don't really care to hear from what E. Howard Hunt has to say. Completely gelded, completely castrated, mumbling about how we need global taxes to save us from global warming. Just effeminate. It's not even right to call those type of men effeminate. They are, because women are tough. Women are, in many cases, more outspoken than men. So it's wrong to call them effeminate, but they don't show male characteristics. So I guess, I mean, you kill my daddy, I'm going to be talking about it. But I guess from the time he was a little boy, they said, you keep your mouth shut, they'll come get you. And I bet he cried in bed, was scared of shadows outside his window. And so he'll, and we've got letters from JFK's secretary talking about how she knows they killed him. The whole family knows it. They just keep their mouths shut. Now, the word is that JFK Jr. was preparing, in fact, he'd done some exposés in his own magazine, was preparing to really go public and also run against Hillary. So they clearly whacked him. The evidence of that is manifest. He should have spoken out earlier. Less time jogging, less time acting cool, less time socializing, more time speaking out. You'd be alive, my friend. I'm not bashing you. I'm just trying to encourage others, before they do sleep with the fishes, to speak out. That's what keeps you safe. Just like they say in JFK to Jim Garrison. By the way, that's based on true conversations he had, according to the screenwriter, Jim Mars, and others that I've talked to. CIA role claim and Kennedy killing. New video and photographic evidence that puts three senior CIA operatives at the scene of Robert Kennedy's assassination has been brought to light. The evidence was shown in a report by Shane O'Sullivan, broadcast on BBC Newsnight. It reveals that the operatives and four unidentified associates were at the Ambassador Hotel, Los Angeles, in the moments before and after the shooting on June 5, 1968. The CIA had no domestic justification, and some of the officers were based in Southeast Asia at the time with no reason to be in Los Angeles. Decoy. Kennedy had just won the California Democratic primary on anti-war ticket and was set to challenge Nixon for the White House when he was shot in a kitchen pantry. A 24-year-old Palestinian, Sirhan Sirhan, was arrested as the lone assassin, and notebooks at his house seemed to incriminate him. And then, of course, he was a mental patient who'd been under CIA doctors' care at facilities. And then everyone witnessed this gorgeous woman in the polka dot dress giving him the special coffee, clearly his handler. He goes into the amnesiac, probably liquid halcyon-type drug. Total amnesiac. They give it to you when they pull your wisdom teeth. You can tell someone as they're coming out of it what has happened to them, and they'll repeat it back to you. It's what you mainly are given in sedation dentistry. I mean, these are just simple drugs, been around for 50 years that do this. They put it in his drink. He witnesses Saar putting something in his drink. And then he walks in and starts shooting at the ceiling, as he was programmed to do. Because it would have been a problem and more of an investigation if he'd have shot others missing. So he shoots up as he's ordered to, as he'd been carefully programmed to, and then happily just goes with them and admits he did it all, and it's all incriminated, just like the hijackers' bags on repeated flights were the only bags that got stuck in the luggage machines. They got stuck. They fell off the rack. They didn't make it to the planes. And their cars, and with their confessions, and their two passports fell out of the fireballs at the North and South Tower and fell to the ground and were found. Not one, two. It's, of course, it's all an accident. But now it's admitted CIA high-level black op commanders involved in Southeast Asian narcotics trafficking fly in, and they're there. And of course, witnesses said they saw one of these guys behind him pull a gun out and shoot him in the back. But it doesn't matter if you have witnesses that saw them shoot him in the back. It doesn't matter if you have the L.A. coroner saying he was shot in the back by a different caliber. None of that matters. In front of everyone, McVeigh is driving erratically, the state police pulling him over, no license plates on either into the bizarre, super old bomber-type vehicle. Kind of an off-eggshell yellow color with Bondo all over it. The most obvious car you could pick. He's drooling. This was in the Daily Oklahoman. He stumbles out and begins drooling, saying, "It hurts, it hurts. Tell him, take the chip out." And see, those are keywords in mind control. And he also, of course, had a cell phone with him. They just call up and say, it's just like the Bourne ultimatum. You watch that movie? They call in the Army captain. They say, are you committed to this program? You've already signed the papers. You sure you're committed? He says, yes, sir. Boom, black bag over the head. Boom, hardcore waterboarding, torture, LSD, PCP, constant torture, 6 months, a year, reprogramming, training, keywords, different compartmentalized personalities. That was all declassified in the 70s, they had that. In Korea, they were breaking our troops, turning them into absolute zombies. But as if that isn't enough, that he's stumbling around saying, and it isn't like he didn't really have a chip, probably. That's a key. They want to give you something psychological to associate it with. It's like they create a schizophrenia that they can turn on. You understand? And then your mind psychosomatically creates the nausea, the hysteria, the flashbacks, the deep pre-programmed areas in your mind from just super intense torture in an hallucinogenic state. They also give you drugs to make you nauseous while it's happening, amphetamine injections to heighten the awareness so that you have hyper awareness of pain, taking you to levels unknown to the average person, unnatural. But as if that wasn't obvious enough, from the time he's arrested, Jolly and West, in the 1977 MK Ultra hearings, running the program with Dr. Ewing Cameron, kidnapping more than 10,000 women and children in the U.S. and Canada for CIA mind control programs. You know that's declassified? More than 10,000. 20-plus year program. He comes out of retirement, goes and lives in Denver for the trial, visits him every day in his cell, and is with him to the day he dies at Terre Haute, Indiana. The greatest living legend of mind control is McVeigh's doctor. Incidentally, he died a few years after that. Are you beginning to realize what we're dealing with here? We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The government tried to have mind control programs to create supermen, super soldiers. They proved under drugs and hypnosis they could take somebody who could bench press 400 pounds, they could bench press 1,000 pounds. You know, somebody that could squat 500 pounds could squat 2,000 pounds. Because the brain has an automatic switch in it, like governor. But stuff like Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Ultimatum, it doesn't create those type of super soldiers from the info that's leaked out and we've gotten. What it does create is screwed up, messed up people who will drive a truck in with a bomb in it and then come out and drool, or go into a school and shoot a bunch of people and then blow their own head off, or who will just sit. I mean, you would watch McDaniel's interviews. He was completely drugged out, completely out of his gourd, with his mind control doctor sitting right beside him. I mean, they've got to stay on him. Just like when our troops would get up and they would believe it in Vietnam and when North Korea would capture them. They would get up and believe, you know, and say America was evil. And, of course, at the time it wasn't as evil as it is now. And in a way it was, but they in truth thought it was good before, but now really believed it was bad. And a few of them were hard to break, and they would, you know, the famous cases of blinking with Morse code, torture, torture, torture. But what is mind control? Well, mind control is real simple. You see this with women who've been beaten a lot by their husband. And the guy goes to comb his hair and raises his hand to comb his hair, and the woman flinches. You'll see that in restaurants. You'll see that on the street. Or parents that beat their kids a lot. You'll see little kids that you've been around people where they'll move to comb their hair or move to put their glasses on, and the kid flinches. Or if a dog's been beaten a lot and you move your hand, it'll run. If you're puppy training a dog and you've just got the newspaper and you're barely even whacking them with it, but, you know, it's just to train them. They see a magazine, they get upset. That's mind control. And they make it real fancy and it's scientific and there's wires in your brain and the rest of it. And they have moved on to that. They've moved on where they can have a rat, a cockroach, a human with electrodes, not talk, according to the stuff that's declassified. I'm sure they can now, but what we know 20 years ago, because they declassified every few decades, is they can hook wires into your head with remote control and have you walk around, shoot guns, drive cars. They can hit a button, make you urinate, make you fall asleep, make you vomit, make you feel euphoric. Now, that's electronic, and so that's cybernetic, a little different. Most of the mind control has just been in basic Pavlovian torture. And let me tell you, they torture you for 6 months and then say a key word when the torture begins, you'll become upset. You'll start stumbling around. You'll start throwing up. You'll fall to your knees under that. Or when they say the happy word, when the drugs are taken off and the opiates are given to you and you feel okay, when they say that key word, you're going to feel great. And so here I am, spent 20 minutes on this, but it's an important subject, and now I've digressed, and I've got so many guests coming up, I don't know how I'm going to get to all of this now. But you can go to prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com, and read CIA role claim and Kennedy killing, and then they just come out and admit in page after page that the government basically killed him. And there's a whole other NBC report from the forensics admitting the government killed him. But here's the other type of news we have. Defense Secretary Gates orders inventory of U.S. nukes because they're getting flown here, they're getting flown here, they're lost there. They're putting all this out now for a reason. This is a big concern. They wouldn't be letting these stories out of fuses going to the wrong place and nukes going to the wrong place. There wasn't a reason, and something stinks. And all I can say is heaven help us, because these people don't just cold-bloodedly kill, they like to kill. So Defense Secretary Robert Gates has ordered a full inventory of nuclear weapons and related materials after a mistaken delivery of ballistic missile fuses to Taiwan, the Pentagon said Thursday. I love how they call them fuses. It's not what they are. Iraq puts Baghdad under weekend curfew, all part of the freedom. Airport security forces woman to remove nipple ring with pliers, but she had a belly button ring they left alone. And it reported that they were laughing at her. And, of course, the skin grew over it, so she had to rip it out. I experienced this at LAX. I'm politely, this is like a year ago, year and a half ago, get dropped off at the airport. And I, by the way, I just bought new shoes for you guys before. My feet don't stink. Because I've changed socks twice today. The point is, my feet don't smell. And I took my shoes off, put them in the scanner to be humiliated, to be habitualized, to be trained, to be a slave. And the guys just say, oh, look at Mr. Stinky Feet. Sit over here, Stinky Feet. We're going to scan you. By the way, no metal bleep. It's all part of humiliation. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, haptic foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Found it, my friends, the front line of the info war. All of us are brothers and sisters together. No matter where you live across the planet, we love liberty, we hate tyranny, we love decency and honor, and the average person being able to live their life without some parasite feeding on you. And we are everywhere. We're in every business, every law enforcement agency, every government operation, every university. Our people are legion, and they are growing every single day. And so remember that the enemy is scared to death. I've done my own analysis for many different gauges that we have to know how big our movement is, and it's almost unmeasurable. It's so large and growing so fast. But there are billions of people that now know about the New World Order. There are billions of people. I would have to say about 35-40% of the world's population has a good idea now exactly what we're facing. But we still feel like we're alone. We still feel like other people aren't aware of it. That final illusion is starting to collapse, though, and as it collapses, it will fall that much faster. I'm going to talk more about that in a moment. But now, getting back to airport security, They hire these poor folks for $8-$10 an hour. And you go to some airports, and they're nice, they're friendly, they're professional. But you go to others, and it is just a culture of abuse. I have witnessed with my own eyeballs at the San Francisco airport some group called Wolverine Security. They had they were wearing kind of bright blue Cobra Commander type battle dress fatigues with yellow highlights. They were all foreigners. It looked like it was predominantly Vietnamese. And they were, with abandon, jabbing, pushing, interrogating, gibbering. I say gibbering because it wasn't even good English, at old people, women, a World War II vet. A group of them were getting on the plane with one of them had oxygen tanks. I told the story. It looked like he was about to die. I guarantee he died within a year. I mean, he looked bad. Could barely walk. Had his elderly wife helping him. They were pushing along the oxygen tank. And they would search you. I think it was 2002, once you'd gone through the gates, but then again, randomly going onto the plane, right before you went on the plane, at the gate, not just going through the terminals. And I've been in airports. I've been at the Austin airport where some guy was reading a book that looked like something out of 1984. It was a black-covered book with white lettering saying, that said, how someone becomes a terrorist. And see, it's a culture of paranoia. And so to keep those guys going and not completely bored, they'll ban lighters, they'll ban matches, then later it's fluids, and then later it's how much fluids you can have. And at first, again, it's dog training. Every fourth, fifth person until about 2004, they wanted you to take your shoes off if the beeper went off. And then it's everybody. And then it's, oh, and I've got the TSA thing here. I mean, if you've got piercings and your skin grows over them, they make you take them out with pliers. They have pliers there for it. Or you don't have to fly. But soon it'll be, you don't have to have a job. You don't have to drive a car. You don't have to, very soon you get on the road and you're not paid up and don't have your national ID card in order. The car will turn off. Bare minimum, the cameras will scan your license plate and the police will be dispatched. That's official and that's the new system. Life will be like the airports. But people say it's ridiculous. The TSA's stupid. The government are morons. Well, the guys and gals that believe all this is for security are morons. But the Pavlovian psychological warfare experts know this is part of your journey into slavery. You are being acclimated. They've written about it. And if you can be made to remove your piercings from your breast, if you can be made to remove piercings from other places I won't mention, if you can be made to have women and men, and there's been a lot of cases of this in the news where the men like to, and I've seen it, good-looking women are in trouble. I mean, if you're a perv, it's where you get a job. It's been like that throughout history. Pregnant women are made to pull up their shirts and show their bellies in front of people, and then the woman cries, so they arrest her. The husband complains, so they beat him up. That was in the major papers. That's just one case of hundreds. I see them every day. 5-6-year-olds are tasered for arguing. People who don't give urine samples are tasered, paying compliance. Torture is legal in this country. Of course, it's illegal, but they criminally say it's legal. It's their policy. And so it's about making you do things that are stupid and ridiculous. I saw a report Monday I never covered out of the London Telegraph. Just type buses must stop every 30 minutes under EU rules. And the European Union makes all buses stop every 30 minutes and everyone must get off to make sure the bus driver doesn't fall asleep. See, they take something that sounds reasonable, but then they set international laws under it. And then once you're trained to do something that sounds reasonable, but it's really ridiculous, then you'll follow any other orders. It's habitualization. You know, I was on Talk Sport Monday for 2 hours, and I was listening to ads run by the government, by the EU, saying, you know, stop every 30 minutes, be safe. This causes hundreds of deaths a year, people falling asleep, and it does. And I thought, there's some government angle to this. So while the show was going, I Googled new rules on drivers sleeping. And then all this stuff came up where the police are watching. They stop the bus every 30 minutes. Everybody gets off. It's about being micromanaged, totally controlled. And then once the silliness is set, once the silly precedent is set, everything else can flow. So once you've been trained to take your shoes off and be fondled and take piercings out, and but the borders are wide open and they give illegal aliens any IDs they want and the government accepts consular matricula cards, on its face, it's a fraud. It's not about terror. It's not about keeping you safe from the boogeyman. And I know I've made this point, everybody's made this point, but we need to write articles about this. We need to point out this basic psychology so people understand, because they keep saying it's so dumb. Explosive experts go on the news and say, well, it would take several hours with chemicals that they're talking about to go in the bathroom and make these explosives, and then they wouldn't be very high-powered explosives. You know, first it's you've got to drink out of the water when you carry it on. And then it's about being eyed. It's about being questioned. It's about being shoved up against a wall. It's about showing papers. It's about being prepared. And then now they're saying they want to put similar security in malls. They want to put it on the streets, the schools, thumb scanning to get school lunches, thumbprinting to clock into jobs, thumbprinting to get library books, thumbprinting to go to the gym, the tanning salon, thumbprinting to go to the mega church. That's all be part of the cashless society, as I told you 10 years ago. Now 11 years ago, excuse me, in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And then they announce, we're going to have them on the streets, the Viper teams in Dallas and Houston and L.A., Miami, just randomly searching, randomly. And then New York, over 500,000 in 2007, random stop and searches. They just pull cars over randomly. We've got video of this in the upcoming film. I haven't chosen a name yet for it, but this where they just block off a major street in New York. They just search everybody. Just like when you go get a bank account now, it's like you're joining the FBI or something. Background checks, 20 questions, spying on you. Of course, they don't tell you, hey, slave, we're reporting everything you're doing to the government. It's all uploaded to the government. You go in to have a baby. They're hooked into the health department with a computer, reporting everything you're doing, asking you questions, not telling you this is going right to not even the police, who still have some due process, but to the other tier, the social worker guild they set up 100 years ago to carry out eugenics. You got a good environment? Your husband nice to you? Huh? Tell me the truth. You can trust me. I always tell them to leave. I'm your friend. Tell me. I'm your friend. They're not your friend. They've all been habitualized to be little spooks and little tattletales, and they all enjoy it. It's their little power position for the betterment of society. They're professionals. Yeah, they professionally took over 1,000 times the amount of blood-thickening vitamin that they demand that they give your baby, and they give it to Dennis Quaid, and his kids almost die. To his kids. And they kill more people in the hospitals every year than automobiles do from just drug interactions. But it doesn't matter. They're perfect. They're good. Everything's merging into the government. All internationally standardized. Mandy Hamlin, 37, is demanding a civil rights investigation as well as an apology from federal security agents after being forced to remove a nipple ring before boarding a flight from Lubbock to Dallas in Texas. During a press conference, Ms. Hamlin said she was scanned by Female Transportation Security Administration agent using a handheld detector that beeped when it passed in front of her chest. Then it goes into how they drug her behind the closed doors, made her pull it out with pliers, laughed at her. And you know what it was like to take my shoes off? Walk over where thousands of people had walked with all their athlete's foot, all their germs. Somebody ought to make an issue of that to try to stop it. See, it's all selectively enforced. They'll have you ninny about something else environmental, everybody with hand sanitizers everywhere wiping neurotically, obsessive compulsively, but then you're going to walk across where everybody else from the whole planet in LAX has been walking. And then they just say, oh, you know, you didn't beep, but we're going to scan you. Come on over here. They start waving the wand. They go, Mist, come on, Mr. Stinky Feet. Oh, he got stinky feet. And I guess they were black guys who'd been teased by whites when they were kids, big black guys. So it was fun to, and I forgive them. They're just brainwashed, poor, pathetic slaves like everybody else. I didn't even get mad. I was really sad. I almost started crying because I realized this country's completely gone. Mr. Stinky Feet. Come on, Mr. Stinky Feet. He got stinky feet. Yeah, he got stinky feet. And I looked at them with sadness, and they just kind of shamefully went off to somebody else, but oh, Mrs. Stinky Feet. He got the stinky feet. Her nipple ring. Oh, she doesn't like having it removed. And they're not going to like getting run into the pits either when the soldiers shoot them in the back of the head. But the soldiers like it because they're on the winning team. And they've been trained to do it. And the grandsons of the people that financed it all run the nation. And so they make a big deal about this in the news. So see, when you're just having to have your shoes off and being questioned, you won't feel as bad because after all, they make women take their piercings out. Here's another one. Spy drones in demand by U.S. police departments, but approval pending. The Miami police could soon be cutting edge flying drones to help fight crime. Oh, yes. Mounted with little infrared systems and sonar systems that look right through your walls and give them nice images. The classified stuff's been color for decades, but the stuff they're now publicly deploying is a nice black and white image. And hey, let the helicopter fly in grids over your house. But see, the cops on the ground, they like the feds coming and advertising the new systems controlled by joysticks, only weigh 20 pounds or so, so it's not too bad if it falls on somebody. So now the cops get to have them. L.A. for about 4 years has been, without even FAA approval, has drones flying around everywhere, these little saucers. It's all part of the militarization. And it says how Honeywell International and other defense contractors have got a new market, the police. Developer sues to win $12.3 billion. Larry Silverstein's already been paid out $4.6 billion. He's scheduled to get another $2 billion that's still been withheld. But he wants $12.3 billion from damages from airlines and airport security companies for the 9/11 attack. And, of course, the airlines themselves, the top three, were given $35 billion after the attacks as a aid package. More than those companies make profit together in 5 years. I crunched the number at the time. That was a payoff for job well done. They never given billions more in supplement. This will just be another public payoff. Larry Silverstein for a job well done. Boy, he's going to come out with over $17 billion total when all is said and done. And that's just the payment for going along with the black op. Crime really does pay well, doesn't it, when you run the government? But criminals always go wild and start killing everybody en masse. That's why they always fall. But see, they need that thrill of doing something dangerous. Psychopaths always want to get caught. That's why they always do get caught down the road, because they get wilder and wilder. They get more and more reckless. Of course, we die in the process, but that's okay, isn't it? Call for new 9/11 investigation reaches crescendo. Public figures increasingly speaking out while media ignores professionals and experts. Great article by Paul Watson up on prisonplanet.com. I hope you get it out to everybody. This is an article that needs to get out to everybody. Calls for new 9/11 inquiry are reaching a crescendo, with well-respected authorities and celebrities alike adding their voices to the cause as the official 9/11 story crumbles under the weight of revelations of White House ties, 9/11 Commission, and other cover-ups on behalf of authorities staffed with investigating the attacks. The corporate media's insistence of ignoring hundreds of professional experts who are calling for a new 9/11 investigation has spurred many celebrities to use their public platforms to speak out, knowing that the press will at least have to address the issue, because they are so celebrity-obsessed. The latest to do so is top comedian Margaret Cho, who told The Alex Jones Show yesterday that the public were going to become very angry when it was fully disclosed that the attacks were a conspiracy, concurred with fellow comedian George Carlin, who also questioned the official story last year. And then it just goes through the prime ministers, the presidents, the CIA section chiefs, the engineers, the physicists, Jesse Ventura. Yeah, we're coming for you, murderers. We're going to get you.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
This article that Paul Watson wrote is excellent. It's lengthy as well.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
And I mean, it just goes through all the people that have gone public. I should just read this. Ed Asner. We've got Rick Linkletter. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Best actress this year. other Academy Award winners. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And on top of it, separately, national U.S. news is reporting that all these top forensic scientists are saying that Kennedy was shot from behind. Well, the original coroner said that. And we have BBC coming out with a 3-year investigation with photos and film of 4 top CIA operatives from Southeast Asia there around him, and that's what the witnesses saw and reported, that one of these guys shot him in the back. It's been declassified that Israel attacked the USS Liberty on purpose. Chicago Tribune, Associated Press, never got any news after that. It's now admitted. Everything we always told you. Tried to blame it on Egypt. It's now been declassified that our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. It came out within days. They staged a thing a few months ago where they claimed the Iranians were driving up in little motorboats saying, we're going to blow you up. Totally fake. Now admitted. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cover-ups are being uncovered. And the same old men at the CIA and NSA just sit up there running their same old tricks on us. Over and thinking we're going to buy it. Over and over and over again. And I think they don't care because they're going to set off nukes or release bird flu or whatever they're going to do. Just everybody, none of us are safe till they all go to prison. I mean, you understand that? This isn't going to go away. It's not going to stop. We have to avert the next attack. We've got to stop it. Everything I do is to stop that next attack. The reason I went public before 9/11 and predicted it was because I saw them preparing the public to carry out the attack. I've always said we have to take false flag terrorism, that mechanism, their favorite tool, their favorite weapon, and we have to totally expose it and render it useless. And we've done that partially, but we haven't gone far enough. False flag terror. The 9/11 truth movement is the heart of stopping the globalists and their problem-reaction-solution Hegelian dialectic. If we do not have a universal understanding of that and a universal discrediting of the private corporations that own and run the majority of the world's governments and are mopping up the last few they don't right now to focus in on exterminating the majority of humanity, and that's their statement, not mine. If we do not expose their favorite tool, they're going to continue to beat the brush to drive us out into the open so that they can have their way with us. Ancients would beat drums, set fires, drive the elephants, the mammoths, the mastodons, over the cliffs, and then they could butcher them and have enough food for the winter. That's how they were extinct. Most archaeologists and anthropologists believe. Just how they hunt pheasant in England today. They have beaters a few miles away getting a line, and then they start beating, and then they come in kind of in a wedge, a V, and then they push out the birds at one point, and hundreds will come flying out. That's all terrorism is. Now, we're not pheasants and we're not elephants, though elephants are magical creatures and very intelligent. They are not able to understand, and they were made extinct, that form of pachyderm. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're humans. We can fight back against these bad humans. They hit us with fluoride to try to get the upper hand, but it's not working.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.